Hey everyone, it's Dr. Clark. I just got meeting with a lady named Karen today, who flew in from out of state to see me on the recommendation of another doctor in California because she is having vertigo. Now, before you jump to any conclusions, this is a fantastic illustration. Let me tell you her story. She's got a very long story, and I'm not going to give it to you in excruciating detail, but what I want you to see is a common pattern another reason why autoimmune vertigo is extremely common. Now, this lady, back in February, had an attack during a yoga class where she kind of blacked out, and then she didn't lose consciousness, but she blacked out, and over the next couple weeks, she started having like symptoms of can't getting words out, kind of slurring her words, kind of being unbalanced. Looks like, you know, a classic sort of like post-stroke syndrome. Now, when you dig into her history, guess what she's been diagnosed with in the past? Been diagnosed by three different doctors with lupus, diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and a doctor diagnosed her with early Meniere's disease. Now, all three of those things, in case you don't know, those are autoimmune conditions. And Meniere's, if you didn't know this, is you can just take it to the bank that a huge number of people that are diagnosed with Meniere's disease, they've got it because of an autoimmune attack on their inner ear. And remember, autoimmune is when your immune system is mistakenly attacking you. And to really help someone like this, you've got to figure out what's causing this autoimmune attack. Now, with this lady, Karen, I looked at that and I immediately said, well, I'll bet you $1 million this is what's causing her vertigo. So she comes in and she saw this other doctor in California who actually treated her very well, you know, kind of helped her. And, you know, it looks like maybe she might have, you know, peripheral vertigo. So we tested to see if she had BPPV. She doesn't have that. We tested to find out, did some other neurological testing to find out if she might have a cerebellum weakness because that can cause vertigo sometimes. And all that looked pretty good. The only thing you have left is the fact that she is unstable and she's got mixed signs. Now what that means is she's got some symptoms that look like she has a peripheral problem, like an inner ear problem, and she's got some signs that make it look like she's got a cortical problem because during her attack of dizziness that she had recently, you know, she turns over in bed and she gets all these dizzy symptoms. Now, that sounds like a real simple BPPV, but that's not what she has. Because later, like the next day after her acute vertigo, a few weeks ago, she bends over and she just falls over because she feels like the room is tilted. Now, tilting, that's not peripheral. That's not like an inner ear. That's more central. That's brain. So here we got somebody that's got mixed symptoms. Well, most doctors that this lady go to, she's going to get missed. They're going to either A, say you're clear, right? There's nothing wrong with you. Or B, you've got benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And they'll try to treat her and it's not going to work. It won't help. But really, what this lady has, she's got an autoimmune disease. And I will guarantee you that when we do the appropriate work, which we just got everything working today, when we look at her immune system, we dissect out what's going on, which we can. I'll be able to tell what's driving this process. When we get her immune system kind of back in balance, I'll guarantee you that her vertigo goes away. And this autoimmune vertigo, I mean, this is such an overlooked cause of vertigo. It's really silly. I mean, to be honest with you, it's kind of silly to me. I mean, it's established now, and scientific research shows this. Even the Meniere's disease. I mean, this is the one thing that explains all this lady's symptoms. And what we've got to do, what I got to do is I got to look at her immune system and figure out, you know, what's happened. Because you got a TH1 and a TH2 division of your immune system. And somewhere hers has gotten skewed. And this happens either because of some antigen, right? Some virus, bacteria, food protein that's your body has been stimulated by and the immune system's been trying to kill. And that's what's, you know, flipped the switch. Or on the other scenario, she's got some sort of dysregulation, meaning she's got a vitamin deficiency problem. She's got a blood sugar problem, which she has, by the way. So what I get to do is play detective and put all the jigsaw puzzle pieces together and help figure out why has her immune system done this and what can we do to manage it and squash it and get it back under control because you can. I've seen these autoimmune vertigo cases. I see them more and more frequently. So if you're suffering with any type of vertigo or dizziness and no one can find out what it is, there's a really good chance that you have autoimmune vertigo and you can test for it. We can test for it. We can find out what it is. And I can help it. I just thought it was a very interesting story to share with you because, once again, it just goes to show that vertigo and autoimmune, extremely common.